This is RSB in the Update, episode 203, recorded Thursday, May 7th, 2009. Sparky the Squirrel. Hello, everybody. Say hello, Mr. Brad Woodward.
Hello.
Who is Brad on the forums? Brad Woodward on RuneScape. His name's Brad.
No. No way.
and my name is Shane. Mr. Shane 12088. That's my only name, Shane. Shane 12088. So
he does
hello,
have a last
everyone.
Name, but nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
Guessing it's Hitler.
No, I don't think so.
Shane Stalin, Shane Mussolini. Shane. I've had a
Shane.
Yeah,
that's what MQ calls me, you know?
Shane. Oh, yes, but I mean as in Shane being your second name, not as in a cute, informal reference.
Most likely not. But anyways, so you're here this week. We should get going, shouldn't we?
I'm here almost every week.
Unless there's something you want to discuss before we get going.
No, there's nothing I want to discuss.
Okay. So the bounty update with the bounty worlds.
Yeah.
Basically what this update does is it combines Bounty Hunter,
the old
wilderness.
It basically brings back what they took out 2 years ago.
Bounty worlds. See? That's perfect. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And now it's even better than it was before.
Somebody please give me a gun.
They say that the rewards also work the same as on a PvP world, except there's a slight more chance that you'll get items that the person was wearing rather than just unique drops as you normally would on a PvP world if you're using this way of doing player killing. What do you think, Mr. Brad?
I'm skeptical as ever, but that probably won't surprise anybody, I think is the correct one there. If you tell me afterwards I got it wrong, I don't care. I don't know, I've gone off on a tangent. I think it's a bit of a weak update considering they're just removing what they ripped out of the game, you know, last year. I mean, it's good that it's back, but I'm not sure whether this should have been packaged as a full update.
Well, in a way it does need to be packaged as a full update because... From
in
the
a way, you need to stop kissing Jagex's ass.
No, I'm not. I'm just going from the development standpoint. From the development standpoint, this is a new update in the way that it draws on ideas from previous things, but I'm sure that the code is all
new. No, it doesn't draw on ideas. It simply re-implements the old ideas.
And whenever you re-implement something, there's bound to be bugs, so you need to just check that over. Because, for instance, I found when we moved to the new server, I found a 2-year-old bug in Fred, the Skill of the Month bot.
Wow.
So.
That's need-to-know information. Not!
Anyways, after 30 minutes of being in the wilderness, you will start looking for an opponent, because you don't get a bounty hunter target as soon as you go into the wilderness, right? So.
Yeah.
And then after 60 minutes, the search will ramp up to be something more, what's the word I'm looking at? More forceful? It'll look harder, let's just say.
It'll look harder. Challenging.
Yeah, that's right. So, after 60 minutes, that happens. And here's another interesting thing that I'm not sure what people will think of, but you will always be able to attack your target, even if they're in single-way combat and they're fighting someone else. So, you'll end up taking over them.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Because isn't that something that wasn't like before in the old PvP style system, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were angry that you could
what
sort
was
of...
That, what was that called?
What?
When you would jump in on somebody and take them away from the person they were fighting.
Tagging?
Okay, that's it, right.
When they used to... You'd have, like 3-on-1 in single way, and the one person would stop attacking and the other one would take over. I think it was called tagging.
Okay. And for the record, the bounty worlds are 18, 32, 57, 59, 62, 65, 80, 90, 89, I mean, 124, and 167.
You could just be saying random numbers for
no,
what
we I'm know. Not. I'm looking on the themed world page. You want to see?
No, I trust you, Shane.
Okay. What
well,
else?
I don't. There? I'm simply too lazy to do.
And they say you will be the target of your target. So in that way, it's one-to-one and not one-to-many.
One-on-one.
Yeah, that's right. I was just thinking.
Sort of like, you know, like some sort of Rocky movie. Not Rocky. I didn't mean Rocky.
Rocky?
No, that's the boxing movie, but that has absolutely no correlation here. Some sort of, it's some sort of stalking movie.
Why would you watch that kind of movie?
Everybody's seen the Rocky films. Come on. Yeah, well, Shane, there's lots of things you haven't done.
Also, they say if you do not become the hero, your target will remain. So that is, if you don't end up doing the majority of the damage on them, you'll end up still having them as a target. So it's like the same old PvP system, the way that works. So that's interesting, you know?
Yes.
I don't know, what'd you rate it?
Well, I am skeptical as ever because, you know, in my view, it is simply re-implementation of old content. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because they have actually pulled the finger out and given people what they wanted in regards to, you know, that back. So I'll give them a 3, and that's generous for me. That's very generous.
I mean, give a 4.
A 4? Why do you think it deserves a 4, Shane?
Well, because it's just bringing back the old mechanics of the game, you know, in that way. And in my view, it's going to make the wilderness better than it was before it was taken out, you know?
How is it going to make it better?
Well, it's going to make it better because it's got the added benefits of the PvP world style and the bounty hunter.
I would still say that I'd say that's a negative rather than a positive. It's a compromise rather than... But that's my personal opinion, and, you know, if you refer to your RSVMB update cheat sheet, Shane equals wrong, but equals right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was told something by a forum member. I don't know if I want to say his name because in case...
I'm not gay. Don't believe what they tell you.
Ah, no, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say his name because... Just in the event that this doesn't happen for a long, long time, but I was told he was in the CEO's clan, MMG's clan chat, right? And he had said they were talking about skill caves being moved to free-to-play, viewing total time in gameplay, and a few other interesting little tidbits that they're supposedly working on. So,
aren't you going to be horrified when you see your total time played?
No, it's gonna be fun.
Because having played World of Warcraft and sort of you do have total time played counters in that, some of the top players who've been playing their characters for several years have like hundreds of days played, and World of Warcraft is not as grind intensive as RuneScape, so it would not surprise me if everybody who's been playing for more than a couple of years has 100 days played plus.
I don't think I'd have 100 days.
I think you'd be surprised. I was, you know, some of my... I think my most played character on World of Warcraft has about 50 days. And I was sort of... I sort of went through a period where I played a lot and then not much else, but...
Another thing...
I know people who've got, like, stupidly high played.
Another thing that was said is they'll be reworking magics to make it more fair and balanced. But... As I've said, this is from a forum member who I was talking to, so I'm not going to say the guy's name. It is a guy. And
you can't guarantee it.
And I can't guarantee it, and we're not sure when it's coming out, so that's why I'm not saying his name. But you can
soon.
All take guesses. I don't know. It would be soon.
That's
the
word Blizzard always uses to great effect. When you say, when's something coming out, and they go, soon.
Soon. Soon.
Soon can mean any sort of time, though.
Except Microsoft uses Zune.
The end of the world is coming soon, relatively.
Yeah, December 21st, 2012.
That's not going to happen. If it does, it's good, because at least I get my 22nd birthday. the world's going to end 8 days after my 22nd birthday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so we're going to have a big party.
Yeah,
and if the world doesn't end, then you are not getting your presents back, sorry.
Oh, tweaks and fixes. The farming leprechaun now notes clean
weeks
herbs that you
picked. Weeks and twixes. No, feeks and twixes. Feeks and twixes.
Right, whatever you think, whatever you say.
Yeah, whatever I say.
Farming leprechauns now note the herbs that you pick, even if they're clean. Previously, they'd only note the grimy herbs.
You were happy about this, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Best part of the update this week.
Yay, yay.
Mr. Chief Snake was also happy.
Nobody cares.
But it's farming.
Yeah, nobody cares. That's why.
Farming's good.
Farming is not good.
Low risk fighting eliminated. Basically, if you're just fighting with safe weapons or something in order to try and... or fighting safely in order to try and get your favor up for getting a good drop... If you've been doing that for too long, a person will be able to swoop in and just kill you, even if it's in single-way combat, just like the mechanism we discussed before.
Nice. That sounds like quite a good update.
Yeah, but it's PvP, so that makes sense, you know? You should be able to kill anyone.
Yeah.
Even
kill,
the bankers.
Kill.
And Romeo, you know?
Kill.
If you could kill one NPC, which NPC would you kill?
Shame on 288.
I'm not an NPC.
Party Pete.
Okay.
Because of his terrible drug addiction.
How do we know he's drug addicted?
We do. We just know, Shane. You just look at some people and you know they're drug addicts.
Oh,
Shane, did you see somebody who you thought was a drug addict? It's probably when he looked in the mirror.
I know. I was remembering that last week. Remember last week when we did the show, we talked about Party Pete's and the new hairstyle that was supposedly missing?
Yeah, vaguely.
There's these afro hats.
I said that creepy gay German voice.
There's these
afro hats.
Yeah, you can from the Party Pete store. We forgot to mention this.
The party, does he sell crack?
No, just
crack.
Afro hats.
Party Pete sells crack.
And there's 25 colors.
25 colors of crack.
You can see it on RuneWire.
What,
did I show you this?
No, you didn't.
RuneWire.com/Shane. Should be a bit down, but I'll put a link in the notes to it. Yeah, those are the ones I bought. What do you think?
La 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 la. It's not come through yet.
Well,
la 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 la.
That's your internet connection, then.
No, it's you. I'm trying to go to RuneWire. See how crappy and slow it is today. RuneWire.com. /Shane.
No,
oh, is it just /Shane?
Just Shane. And you should see it on the first page. It says, like it with a question mark. It's a post name.
Oh, there we go.
See?
It's loading. Sorry, you crappy RuneWire. You look weird. You need to get a top hat. That cab is no good.
No, it's top hat would look weird with the farming gear.
No, it wouldn't.
And plus, I don't want to go bald.
It would make you look like a country gentleman.
No, I want a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
Anyways.
But that would imply you were more wild and fun than you actually are. It would be a lie.
But farmers are cowboys.
No, cowboys are cool.
It's like it's. No, I mean it's just like if you go to any small Albertan town, you'll see lots of farmers wearing those kind of hats. It's the kind of hat I want, you know.
I think that they should
bring
out
myself
hats.
Look,
I think they should bring out hats of achievement, and for the farming skill, it should be a dunce cap.
No.
Yes.
No. I was saying I want to make myself like a tiny.
My logic is undeniable.
A tiny bit fatter on RuneScape to look like a real farmer, you know? Like these ones you
go... Not all farmers are fat.
Well, no, these ones you go see. Like, if you go to any little store in
I can
in
honestly
rural,
say I've never gone to see a farmer.
If you go... says the one who has the farmer accent.
Yeah, well, you have a farmer accent. That does not mean I go and see farmers on a regular basis.
No, I was just saying, like, if you stop in any
just because there happens to be a lot of farmers around here does not mean that I regularly consort with them.
Okay. But I'm just saying that I just want to look like one of those farmers that you see in rural Alberta, you know?
And I'm just saying, you're a bit strange in which ways. That sort of morphed into sort of creepy guy then. It sort of went from you're right then to, hello, you're rather creepy, Shane Wintuide.
That voice is scary.
Maybe it will go even further and I will talk like a Swedish person.
You could do that later in Tech News. But no, in the meantime...
Not more Pirate Bay Tech News. Because I cannot maintain this accent for very long and I'm sure it's pretty shit. Yeah.
In-game skill guides linked to the game manual now. So if you click your farming icon, there will be a link to the game manual.
Okay, that's sort of semi-useful, but in reality it's something they probably should have done a long time ago.
Okay. And then there's also a little development diary called Tools for Games, which is aimed at helping people start off events and stuff. Like if you want to start a race, for example, it'll make it so that everybody gets a fair start. Another thing that they mentioned was a dice that you can roll and stuff. So
these are things they're planning to implement.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft has a dice system. It's how it's used to decide loot.
Yeah, and then with this,
you can just roll if you type /roll.
Oh, interesting.
And you can also set the parameters. So if you were to type /roll12, you would roll between the numbers 1 and 2.
I see. And there's no numbers between 1 and 2. Unless it's inclusive.
Yeah, well, you would roll either a 1 or a 2.
Okay, so it's
Or you could go /roll100 and 1000, and you would roll a number between 100 and 1000.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I'm not stupid.
And your tiny brain can understand that. Good.
Yes, it can. Because I do that kind of math all the time. But anyway, so this should be interesting when it comes out. You know, I'm hoping that they give us like a gift box kind of thing, you know, so we can give random items away, you know?
That would be good.
Because
they need to make a way of actually being able to give a gift.
Because I have this grand idea, you know, where one day we'll be doing this live and people will be calling in or something, right? And then,
yeah.
And then we pick one random caller of the day and then we go meet them on RS and we give them either 30K or a random gift.
Interesting. And what, offering could, incentives?
And the gift could be like a... Could be anywhere.
The gift of love.
You can give that.
I don't want to give the gift of love. My heart is just shriveled and black.
Would be something all the way from like some ashes of the last person you killed, like, you know, cremated, or all the way up to like a dragon longsword and maybe a dragon piece of armor.
Why would I want to give him that?
I don't know. But that's just my idea.
Okay, Shane has a vision where we all give gifts. Some people dream of a world free of violence and, you know, and bigotry and hatred. Shane dreams of a world where he can give people gifts, and crappy gifts at that.
Oh.
I do understand that the comparisons between RuneScape and Real World is both dickish and stupid, but oh well.
We got a poll anyway. This week.
A poll? Oh, you didn't tell me about a poll. Oh,
guaranteed content, name a pub. You want to open it?
Name a pub. The Cock's Head. The Cock's Mouth. I'm so puerile.
I like the way you laugh like that.
In a second, I have to bring this poll up now.
Oh, there's only one question. I can read it unless you want to vote in it.
No, I can't be bothered to exercise my democratic right.
Basically, there was a forum topic going on in which... there were ideas taken for different pubs in RuneScape. Like, for instance, one being the Angry Chicken with different NPCs. Chuck the Barman, the Evil Chicken, Zach, and Anya.
Is this a completely new pub?
Yeah. And okay. The suggested beverage for that one is the Ardoyan Cocktail. A beer garnished with a feather from a rooster's tail. Suggested snack, boiled eggs, delicious eggs laid by the finest chickens. They're the perfect choice for soldiers. The next one is the Gilded Cage. Suggested NPCs are Zim and Alexander. Zim is the barman, from who's retired from the zoo, who's a retired zookeeper, and Alexander is an intelligent ferret. He was once wild but was captured by a hunter. The suggested beverage is Monkey Bite, a surprisingly strong concoction with a sharp edge. The snack is Animal Crackers. Zim will sell you a box of Animal Crackers packed full of tasty animal goodness. The Crystal Unicorn is Isabel and Pedro. Pedro is
an illegal immigrant.
No, Pedro is a posh cat who trots off stodily if you try to speak to him. Isabel, the barmaid, claims to be a native of Ardoyan, but there's something certainly unusual about her. The suggested beverage is the Isifdarian Snowdrop, fresh from the morning dew of Isifdar, served in a crystal glass. Could that one be in Isifdar then, I wonder?
Sounds like.
Oh, I hope we get that one. I think I voted for that one. Yeah, I did, actually. Finally, the Dusty Barnacle. Noseless Nick.
Dusty Barnacle.
Yeah, Noseless Nick is a barman who has bitten off long ago by an overly energetic swordfish. His nose was bitten off. And then there's Mr. Ree is a dark, brooding man who sits silently in the corner. And then Salty the Sea Dog is small and shaggy. He sleeps in a pile of seaweed wearing the captain's hat.
Okay, I think they're all terrible.
Suggested beverage, titled Torment, a rum-based drink that smells like the ocean just before a storm. Suggested a snack is pork pie.
Ooh, pork pies. Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, well, we don't have meat pies here.
It's a pie with pork in it, in case you didn't guess.
I know that. And then finally, the last one is the Poison Arrow. Marion, the barmaid, used to lead a group of merry bandits, but now she is content to stand behind the bar and polish her numerous archery trophies. Jeff sits by the dartboard, fletching arrows, which he tests by firing them at the board. Once he tried to join the ranging guild, but failed his entry test after accidentally shooting a squirrel out of a tree and injuring it.
Okay. Some people have too much time on their hands.
Oh, this is a good one. Sparky the squirrel's injured leg has never been the same, but Jeff promised to look after him and gave him one of his arrows to use as a crutch.
Okay.
Sparky.
You have too much time on your hands.
Suggested beverage is Ranger's Aid, a golden colored in flavor with
You didn't need to read all these
out,
really,
taste.
Did really you?
It really hits the target, and the suggested snack is the skewered kebab.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Oh, Sparky. So, which one would you pick?
They all suck.
Oh, come on. Which one would you pick?
Probably, no, they all suck.
Okay. I picked the Crystal Unicorn. But... Okay. 34% of the RuneScape population has picked the Poison Arrow, followed by the Angry Chicken at 27%, the Crystal Unicorn is at 15%, Gilded Cage 13%, and the Dusty Barnacle 12%. Well, that's good. Maybe one day we'll meet Sparky the Squirrel. We should go interview him about his about his little problem with the arrow if that gets introduced, you know?
Yeah, we shouldn't waste our time because it would be rubbish.
Do you have any squirrels in your backyard?
No, but I have seen squirrels round about here in the woods and stuff.
Can you go pick one up that we can interview?
No, they run off, you know, squirrels are not the most trusting of creatures.
Okay.
They probably think I want to eat it. yeah. But they are very nice looking. They're very little and cute. And
yeah, we had one living in our shed in the backyard this winter.
Did you shoot it?
No. We forced it to relocate outside underneath the shed because it was...
underneath the shed where it's dead because you shot it.
No, because it was eating the papers that are stored in there. My dad's 25-year-old school papers.
Your dad's 25 years old?
No. No.
He must have had you when he was 3. Shane's dad's 25. Wow.
No.
Do they like? Oh, that's disgusting. Why would you do that?
Okay.
Get away from him. Unless he is in fact not your father, and you are a massive liar.
No.
He's your brother, isn't he? He's your liberal brother.
Okay.
Liberal left wing, whatever your father's name is.
You're the closet liberal. But anyway, time to move on to questions. You can take the first one from Sack. Yeah, you read it.
Shane doesn't want to say it because it's, you know, it might make a faux pas. Anyway, dear Shane, Brad, and any other co-hosts, of which there are none, my question is, when was the last time you died in RuneScape and what did you lose? Also, what's the most money you've lost when you died? I was at Barrows, went to Darok, in my tunnel, I found him, started attacking him, and when his bar was all red health, my prayer and I, the Darok killed me one hit when he hit an 87 on me. Unfortunately, I'd just come back from the Abyss and was skulled, lost my Saruman Godsword, Saradamin Godsword, full Carol's guns and armor, about 2 million on runes and dragon boots. Wow. That sucks. Worst, I don't know. I've never lost a great... I did actually used to die a lot, because when I used to play, I never really paid full attention, because I was always multitasking and stuff. Let me think. Probably a full... I think I've lost a whip, actually. That's probably okay. The worst. Back when were probably maybe 2-3 million.
I've never lost a whip.
Oh, good for you, Shane. You have died on a quest, though.
No, that one doesn't count. It was in the dream world.
Hang a second.
Spirit world.
Yeah, but hang a second. You died, right? Yes. Yes or no, you died.
Yeah.
And you were on a quest when you died.
Yeah, but it was in the spirit world.
So you died
while
you were on
count.
A quest. It does count, Shane. Yes, it does, Shane.
No. When is the last time you died?
I can't remember in RuneScape. It's probably it wasn't because they greatly reduced the number of randoms. I didn't die when I was cooking or fishing because you know you'd have to be AFK for about 20 minutes before something could kill you.
Okay.
I can't remember. It probably was while you know doing some task, not paying attention, and yeah.
What's the most you've lost?
I just said, like, probably like a whip and full rune.
Okay.
Like
I've never lost probably more than a few hundred K, more than 500K, give or take. And the last time I died was on a trip to Saradomin with Southrend, Mike, and Chief Snake. That was the last time I died. Because Southrend was lagging bad, and Mike's Java crashed.
Oh yeah, it's everybody else's fault, Shane. Everybody else's fault but yours.
Well, yeah, I had to solo the damn thing on my own.
And you did. What about Chief Snake? Where did he go?
He teleported.
Smart. And you were like, "No, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to stay here and kill it because I am Canadian." And it was like, "No way, man!" And it killed you. Congratulations, Shane.
That was
you would
commander...
never military, would you?
Yeah, I would actually.
If all your teammates disconnect and you're like, I can kill this army all by myself.
Yeah, that's actually true. You know, I've taken on lots of people before on my own.
Star Trek competitions don't count, Shane. Trekkie nerds are, you know, not. No, I don't know. I can't think of a decent insult.
That's good.
I'm too tired. I've had my fitness test today, and I've been to the gym this evening. Tired, man.
Yeah, so we don't die that often.
I had fun on the buses, but I'll tell you guys about that later.
We don't die that often, so I don't know. Is there anything else on that one?
No.
I remember when I died due to a rev when I was doing a clue.
Was that when you were on a quest?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
So, I've only ever lost one clue in terms of never being able to get it back in my entire however long I've been playing of doing clues.
Wow, you should be really proud of that record, Shane.
I know.
Shane.
So. I'm overly cautious. But anyways, that question is from Sack My Duck.
No, I will not, Shane. How dare you ask such a thing?
It says Sack My Duck. Nothing else.
I will not suck your duck.
Okay,
suck
okay,
duck.
Okay, okay.
If I say
Moving
that, I'm
going
to say it.
Dear Brad and Shane, Brad, what would it take for you to start playing RuneScape again? And Shane, what would it take for you to quit playing RuneScape? Thanks and keep up the great show, Mankinder 5.
For me to stop playing RuneScape again, I would probably have to win the lottery so I didn't have to work and I could sit my ass all day playing games. Because apart from that, I don't really have much desire to play either RuneScape or World of Warcraft anymore.
You don't want to like contribute to the greater good and help us research things?
No, but I'm sure if I became massively, you know, if I won like the Euro Millions lottery here has rolled over to like 110 million. And even though I don't buy a ticket, if I were to win that, which would be, you know, very, very, very long shot, seeing as I didn't even buy a ticket, I would probably sell my ass most of the day and play computer games.
Can I have 5 million if you win that?
No.
One?
$1, yes, you can have that.
Oh, 1 million.
Depends. I'm not good with giving people money. I'll buy something for you, I won't give you money.
Okay, well then I'll give you a list.
Okay, fine.
Anyways,
as long as I get to buy you a moose head that you have to put in your house.
Oh yeah, we can do that, but I think I'd rather go kill my own moose and get it stuffed.
Yeah, you Canadians and your dad. What the hell? Why would you do that to a moose, you sick bastard?
What? That's what they do. They put their heads on the wall.
I'm sorry, you admitting that Canadians do that to moose? Disgusting.
No, other animals too.
You kill a moose, deer. You do it to other animals?
Deer,
you kill animals and then you make love to them?
Put it on the wall.
Somebody will have got that joke.
Yeah, I actually got it to you.
Listen to his wording. I want to kill a moose and get it. Okay, thank you. Right, next question.
No, I didn't say what it would take for me to quit.
Well, okay, what would it take for you to quit? For them to remove farming?
No. I think for me to quit, it would have to be an increase of something that I had to do more often, like a project that I was really passionate about, you know? Something along the lines of that, I'd say.
Okay.
Or some injury or something, you know, where I couldn't type or anything. But, yeah, thank you. Mankind of Five.
Funny
next
injury.
One.
Anyway, next question. Shane and guests, if any. As most of us know, Brad is attempting to enlist in the Royal Air Force, yes. Would you ever join the Canadian Army or any other military? Would you, Shane?
It depends. It depends on, like, what the current mission dynamics were. Like, there are certain things that...
It being the moment them in Afghanistan, would you join them and go over to Afghanistan?
Yeah, if I had nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do.
But I don't know about the Army. I think I would more likely choose the Navy or the Air Force.
Well, you did say any other military force.
Yeah, so...
I decided, because when I first looked into joining one of the armed forces, I didn't have my heart set on any, and I decided that I was not macho enough for the Army, and everybody knows the Navy's gay, so the RAF is just a natural fit. No offense to anybody who's in the Navy. You could probably kick my ass, but that's not saying much.
Yeah. That's probably the same way I look at it, too. But... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, my ideal thing would be, like, to start off in, like, the Air Force or something, get hired by the Canadian Secret Police, you know? To make people disappear in the middle of the night.
What, the Gestapo?
Yeah. Not that we have one.
Yeah, because you're all too
dumb. But I think
dumb.
Every country does sort of have a secret police.
Well, they have secret organizations. The UK has MI5.
No, MI6. I mean ones that don't even exist on paper.
Maybe, but I doubt it. I'll find out all that stuff if I get in, because, you know,
I'll
be doing intelligence.
Yeah, but then you won't be able to tell me, will you?
No, I won't, because I'll have, you know, be under the Official Secrets Act, and if they find out I've told anybody, I get sued. Well, and I should probably go to jail as well. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Jail.
Well, when we meet up, you can tell me in a nice, quiet room that has no surveillance.
Imagine that. But you know, imagine you know you get home. How was work today, honey? I can't tell you.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind a job like that.
It would be really sort of like, you know, when you meet people and they go, "Oh, what do you do?" I'm in the intelligence service. Oh, right. And how's that? I can't tell you.
Yeah, like, or even some sort of military contract, you know, with computers or something. That'd be fun. That'd be okay.
Yeah. There's the positions they have in Royal Air Force. They were sort of, I have a big list of the ones I could have applied for with my aptitude test scores. And one of them was, like, avionics, which is apparently a lot to do with computers.
Isn't that to fix jets and stuff?
Yeah. but it involves computers a lot.
Oh, interesting. No, apparently, I was thinking more along the lines of like programming those unmanned drones we were talking about.
Oh, what? Yeah, well, that would be the technical side of it, wouldn't it? You'd have to pick a technical. Anyway, the second part of that question is, Brad, why did you make the decision to enlist in the RAF? Well, it was never like a. It was never. I mean, I've always sort of been the sort of person I probably would like to join up with one of the forces, because I like sort of. I'd have no problem with the discipline or the sort of the routine. I actually like routine. I'm one of these people.
Yes.
I've got to have my things. I've got to have what I'm doing planned out and sort of sorted out. I can't just do. I can't be spontaneous. So I like that aspect of it. And the fact is, as I'm sure you all know, we are in the midst of a global recession, and that makes getting jobs very difficult here. Because I've made a decision about which. Turned out to be a really shit decision when I finished my education last year, that I didn't want to get a student loan and go to university, because I didn't want to get myself in loads and loads of student debt and then come out and have to, you know, spend the next 10 years working to repay it. So my thing was just to leave, finish my education, you know, with qualifications to go to university, but not go to university and just get a job. But unfortunately, I haven't been unable to, because the fact that recession's been crap. And
well,
as you know, it's
job.
Really, it's really difficult as well. I applied to plenty of places that were. In the end, I even started applying to ones that I was overqualified for. I was just, you know, I wanted something, and I was told by a lot of places, like, you know, you don't have any work experience. That's not going to, you know, fare you well in, you know, trying to get a job in these sort of times. It's like, well, yes, but it is a bloody recession, and I have just finished. Yeah, well, you can't make it up because they ask for references.
Well, just get people who will say what's wanted to be said.
But anyway, I got way off track here. The main reason that I first went, it sort of just, I remember, I think I saw an advert on television or something, and I think it was for the Air Force. And I sort of got curious, and I went on the website a bit, and I filled out an application online and put in all my details and everything. And they contacted me, and I went to the Armed Forces Careers Office. Talked a bit more to one of the woman from the RAF, and she sort of told me a lot about it. And the more I heard about it, the more it sounded. It sort of went from something that I wasn't really that sure about to something I decided I really wanted to do because it sounded really good. And it just went from there, really. I mean, so far I had an aptitude test, got through a selection interview, I've had a medical, and today I passed my fitness test. So now there's like one more step left before I'll find out whether I get accepted or denied. So it's getting close. Yeah.
Wait. I was going to say that's good about being regimented and stuff. You know, I wish more people could be like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not something that I want to be like, but it's just something I am naturally.
Oh. Yeah, well.
I mean, I don't mind it. I put up with it. But a lot of people I know and a lot of people around me are like much more laid back, and when you're the only one who's quite regimented and quite it's a bit.
And doesn't it annoy you?
No, because that's who they are. And
oh, annoys
that's
me.
Who I am. Well, Shane, you're very close-minded, and we've already established that.
Anyways, that question was from Overlord 621.
621.
Dear Shane and Brad, have you ever heard of the U-boats? I mean, U-boats?
Unterwasser boat.
Dear Shane and Brad, have you ever heard of iDoser? I don't know where U-boats came from.
You got Nazis on the brain.
Will you listen to this? That's from Marking 22. Have you ever heard of iDoser?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never tried it.
He posted it in the non-RuneScape-related media section.
I can't be bothered to go listen to that.
I tried it, but it doesn't work, you know? It didn't work for me.
Yeah, but in fairness, I've tried like hypnotism things before and listening to stuff like that, and it's never worked on me because I can't relax, basically. I have real difficulty relaxing, which probably fits in somewhere with the whole regimented, liking regimented things.
Thing. Yeah. The way I see these things is that they're like hypnosis, you know? They're just money schemes by the people who make them in order to make a little profit, you know, like hypnosis to stop smoking or something like that, you know, hypnosis.
Yeah, but that
to
works
lose weight.
Apparently.
Yeah, but you have to be willing at first, you know.
Yeah, and you have to have the right mindset and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it in a way it's kind of like just a money scheme. So I don't like the idea of these things. But like, there's apparently one to make you feel the hand of God, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's religion, and we all know that's crazy.
Then there's another one to feel like you're getting put under. You ever been put under?
What do you mean? Anesthetic?
Yeah.
No. Actually, yes, but I don't remember it. I don't remember I don't remember being like woozy and then going under. I don't remember.
It's a rather interesting feeling.
I've had it done twice, and both times, like, other people I've spoken to have had it done. They sort of like, they remember distinctly that they were sort of like they could feel themselves slipping away, like when you go to sleep. Yeah. But all I remember is like, I don't even remember them putting the mask over my mouth.
What was it for?
I don't want to say publicly, but it's something big, but it was an operation.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I was able to recall going away too, so. Yeah, it's like your whole body gets numb or something, you know, and then...
Yeah, I never felt any of that.
Okay. Thank you, Marking. Next one?
Next question. Dear Shane and Brad, how many gigs of memory do I need to properly run Windows Vista? You can easily find that out. Does he mean the requirements, or does he mean what you should have?
What you should have? Requirement is one. But ideally, what you should have is at least two, perhaps more. But the thing is that Windows 7 runs fine on two, so that's where we're going in the future. But I don't know, I say at least two, get more if you can. But the thing to remember is if you have a 32-bit version of the operating system, which is most likely if it's one of the early Vista computers, it will only support up to 3.7 gigabytes of addressable memory. Less if you have a dedicated video card. Because the way it works is in a computer, the amount of memory you have is stored in what we call addresses from 0 all the way up to the limit of 32 bits, which is around 4.2 billion. So with that being said, there's a certain set of reserved memory, 300 megabytes near the bottom of the stack, I believe, that's reserved for the operating system, and then any other more is taken for the video card and any other devices you have. So that goes away accordingly with 32-bit. Then you're also at the mercy of your motherboard, which I'm getting into stuff that you probably don't understand by now. But the point of it is that 2 gigabytes is probably okay, but if you're on a 32-bit operating system, which you can check by going into Windows Vista and choosing to right-click on computer, it'll say what you have.
Okay.
And if you have 64-bit, you can have up to 16 gigabytes of memory, depending on your motherboard.
Oh, my God. It goes on. next part of the question. What do you think of those video games that incorporate music, like Guitar Hero or Rock Band? Those questions are from Power Crazy.
No.
Guitar Hero, Rock Band, I don't really like them, but I'm not really much of a musician, so they're obviously not aimed at people like me.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a music fan either. I mean, I like music, but...
You know... I would think they would be okay if they would actually teach you how to play the damned instrument, you know? With a guitar with five buttons on it, what's the point in that? You know, I can play it quicker with my Xbox controller.
That defeats the point.
I know, but exactly, there is no point to it.
Exactly.
Like, if it teaches you how to play the instrument, fine, sure, I'd be 100% behind that, but just aside from the other thing, no. So, you feel the same?
Yeah, pretty much. Not as strongly as you, though. You seem like really angry with it.
I do. It's because you see these people who pick up one of these guitar things, and they play a Guitar Hero, and they think they can play the guitar.
No, they're just mashing some plastic buttons.
I know. So,
it does require a certain degree of coordination and timing, though. And
yeah, but I can do that with my Xbox controller, too. Once my sister asked me if I wanted to play DDR, when she was done, I said, can I play with my Xbox controller?
You played DDR?
No, I don't, but I asked her if I could play with my Xbox controller.
What's the point? You've got to dance. It's called Dance Revolution.
I know, I was just going to say I could use the controller.
Did she let you use the controller?
No.
Good. Good on Shane's sister, even though she thinks I'm mean, which I'm not. Next question. Why am I already doing the questions tonight? Dear Shane, Brad and Shane, sorry, my name first, obviously. Do you know what the best fastest way to raise Slayer is? Okay, that we'll do that first. Best fastest way to raise Slayer.
Well, there is only one way to raise.
Yeah, that's the only real way.
Yeah. Unless he's talking about which master to choose, you know.
How about? Well, I always find the funny one with the CH name the best.
The fairy.
Yeah, the fairy guy.
Okay.
No, it's no, girl. Not him. The guy Gerda? In Shiloh. The guy in
Yeah,
Shiloh.
He's dead. Yes, remember, he died.
Oh, God. Why do my Slayer masters keep dying on me?
I forget what his new, what the guy who replaced him name was, but...
Is he in the same place?
Yeah, he looks cooler, though, you know? Gerda looks kind
of
bland.
It's not really much of a change at all, is it?
No, his skin is a different color, and his necklace is a different color.
Yeah, but he's the same position, and he's a Slayer master. It's no real change.
Yeah, it is. Let me look his name up. Let's see. Slayer Masters. Lapalock is his name.
Lapalock.
Yeah. Oh, and also remember the ones in Berthope and Caniphus are dead as well. Because they died during World Gothic Sleeps. Sorry for any spoilers for those of you guys who haven't done the quest, but that was a good quest.
Don't spoil.
So you go see Duradel and I go see Lapalock.
No, I said Duradel. No, I said Lapalock.
Yeah. Where were we? What's the next part of the question?
Okay, next part of the question. Also, when the new Star Trek movie comes out, will Shane be dressing up like a lot of fans will be?
Sadly, no. The first showing is at 7 p.m. here tonight.
You're not going?
On Thursday. No. No. Going tomorrow afternoon.
Who with?
The family. Because it's a family affair. Everybody has their favorite movies and such.
Okay, so the entire family is going?
Yeah, that's right.
That is unbelievably sad. I'd like to come and sit behind you and just heckle you. I can't believe you're the Star Trek movie man. How sad is that, man? You should go see a family movie. This isn't a family movie.
I asked Mike if he wanted to come. He said no.
Wow, that's a surprise. Since Mike actually has some taste.
There's something else I wanted to say with the Slayer question.
Oh, for God's sake. Stop beating a dead horse.
That's not a dead horse. It's
Yeah, it is, because there is no fast... Smoking kills. There we go. I said it.
Yeah, okay, smoking kills, and make sure you have a Slayer mask. That's actually what I wanted to say. You took the words right out of my mouth. And plan your tasks carefully. If it's going to take too long, don't do the task. If it's not going to give enough experience, don't do the task. That is all. What are your thoughts on people who do that for movies like Star Wars and Harry Potter and stuff? That's from Haze Over.
People who dress up?
Yeah.
It shows the dedication. I personally think it's a little weird, and I probably would never.
Why don't you dress
up
as Ron for the next Harry Potter movie?
I look nothing like Ron.
But your hair is blonde, and his is red.
Is
close
ginger?
Enough. It's close enough.
How dare you compare me with a ginger?
Or no, you could be the other guy, the blonde-haired guy. What's his name?
Draco Malfoy.
Okay, yeah, you could be him, you know?
I'm not dressing up. This question is not about if I would dress up. This question is about what you think of people who dress up. What do you think? What do you think, Shane? Get inside that head of yours.
It's good. It's good. It's good to do that, you know?
Okay.
It's nice to see that, you know? Like, I hope I probably won't. I mean, it would be nice to see some, like, little Klingons walking around tomorrow, but it probably won't happen. And I'm wondering if they're going to be at the movie theater on the news tonight. Because it sort of seems sort of like a big thing like that, you know? But, it's just so nice to have this back in the main scene finally, you know? It's been 5 years since it's been the case.
It doesn't deserve a place on the main stage.
Yes, it does. It does. If this can take off the same way the Next Generation did, that'll be excellent. But that's a topic for another question. Thank you, Haze Over. Hey, guys, this will probably be my last question for a while, so here it goes. Have you ever punched someone at school who you thought was annoying? I have. He did, not me. So have you?
Shane has. Dad? No, I've never. No.
Okay.
I'm
yeah,
not,
neither
I'm not
have I.
a particularly violent person. Even when I get angry, I'm not violent.
Okay. Also, have you ever sworn at a teacher?
Good job.
Not behind their back.
No, I'm sure, as I've said many times on this show, when I was at school, I was a massive suck-up. I managed to maintain quite a good proxy of being popular with my peers, and yet I'm popular with the teachers. So I wasn't
That's
the
good.
Type of suck-up that everyone... Hey, yeah, I was good at playing people. I am still good at playing people. Yeah, it was sort of... They all liked me. Apart from one, there was this one teacher in my junior school called Mr. Clough, and he was a real bastard, and I would gladly see him. Mr. Clough.
Interesting.
He was an asshole.
Why?
He just was, his whole attitude. He was like one of these teachers who thinks that they're supremely smart and intelligent because they can outsmart 10-year-olds when they're sort of adults.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, come on, if I could go and outsmart a bunch of 5-year-olds, that doesn't make me bright, which means I'm older than them, or shows I'm older than them.
That's right. Yeah, no, I've never done that either.
Bastards. Anyway.
Hey, maybe that's why he's going away, because he punched and swore at someone.
Yeah. Good snooping there, Shane. I couldn't think of that word.
Can you send me the intro and outro songs? Not right now. I still need to discuss what license we're using them under with Devo. Whether it's Creative Commons or copyright or what, but we'll see about that.
Is it whether he wants to be, whether he wants to use them? Is it whether he wants it copyrighted?
I'm not sure what we're doing with them, but I think we're under a Creative Commons license or something. I'm not entirely sure what we're under.
I thought it was Creative Commons.
Yeah, I think we might be. Let me look at the feed, because I know that's Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike. So that means that... for the RSB and the update episodes themselves, you are free to modify them and stuff and distribute them accordingly. But, of course, we ask that you use our link, because without that link, it's kind of hard to track how many downloads we get. So we don't exactly... you're free to link to them, but rather than hosting them up somewhere else, we'd prefer you not do that, because for every download we get... We get a +1 count towards the link. So please, if you want to link to them, use the links we provide on the update site. And of course, you also have to link to RSBNB update when you do that. Because with that, it's kind of hard to... it's kind of hard to just keep track of how many downloads we get. So yeah, please keep that in mind.
Yeah.
What's the next part of this question?
Next part of this question. Finally, my Vista computer has taken an abnormally long time to shut down, about 10 to 15 minutes. How can I speed this up? Close all programs to make sure that they're closed by using Task Manager. Okay, so what sort of...
10 to 15 minutes. Oh, dear. This is the problem with Windows Vista and Windows in general. There's a good chance that you have a large amount of excess processes running in the background. It's kind of hard to give advice to something about this without knowing exactly what the situation is, because if you turn one thing off that you might need, you can screw things up in the future. So what I would recommend right now is just running some normal maintenance, run basic things like CC Cleaner, all your regular anti-spyware stuff, and stuff like that, because it should not be taking 10 to 15 minutes to shut down.
No way, Shane.
But then
I know jack all of my computers, but I can tell you it's not supposed to be doing that.
But then you should also take a look and ask yourself, how long has this Windows Vista install been around? Because if you think about it, most of the times, every 8 to 12 months, you do need to reinstall Windows to, get the nice clean slates feeling. Right, Brad? When was the last time you did that?
Long time ago.
So you're probably getting due for a new one right now, right?
Not really, because I hate backing stuff up.
Yeah,
I also hate losing stuff.
Also, if you install lots of software, that can cause it. So it's a matter of paring down and when you reformat, getting an install that works for you and not modifying it. So I hope that helps. I'm wondering if there's anything else, but thank you. That was from Earth271072.
Earth271072. Take them account, Shane, they're not you, Earth. Have you ever regretted something that you said, did on the show, and if so, would you change it? Keep up the great show, Brendan. I regret saying I would get 99 fishing, because it was annoying. But I'm glad, and eventually, I guess I'm glad that I did get it, because it was something I wanted to do for a long time, and if it hadn't been for that bet, I probably would never have got it.
No, I don't have any regrets about what I would say or have said anything on the show. I can't think of anything unless you can think of anything.
No, I cannot think of anything. I'm sorry, Shane. 1288.
Would you rather be an inch tall or 1,000 feet tall? Brad, do you ever let George out of his cage? Keep up the great show. That's from Bunny Macaroni. 1 inch or 1,000 feet?
That's quite a difficult question because both are going to impede your ability to live a normal life in a great deal. But I'd rather be really small.
Yeah, me too, you know, just
I think it would be much
more
manageable. I think people can, it's easier to make, like, small clothes, you just wear doll's clothes, to make small clothes or to make, you know...
Do you still have any doll's clothes?
No, to break down tiny portions of food or to make tiny things, but to make something that's massively oversized for a 1,000-foot-tall person, that would be real difficult, so smaller.
Yes,
and also, I could ride cats.
I think you need to be a bit bigger than 1 inch tall to ride a cat.
I could make a little 1-inch harness, and it would be like riding an elephant. Probably a very, very big elephant.
Oh, or you could fly with a bird, like George. Do you ever let him out of your cage?
We've got that in a question, haven't we?
Yeah.
Is that now?
Yeah.
Okay, I used to let him out of his cage, but the thing is, first off, I used to have to get him out of the cage. He never used to sort of come willingly, and I sort of figured, obviously, in the end, he never really wanted to come out of his cage. He was perfectly happy staying in his cage, and whenever I used to get him out, he just used to get stressed and nervous. So he's got a pretty big cage, considering I used to have a cage big enough for two birds, and now he has it all to himself. He's perfectly happy, and he's perfectly happy and perfectly placated in there. I have no reason to drag him out.
Oh, that's good. You should go take a picture of him.
Why?
So he can put it in the notes. Why not?
Well, you've seen a picture of him, haven't you?
No, I haven't. You should. Anyways, that was from Bunny Macaroni. Last question. You want to read it?
Last question. Do I want to read it? Well, hey, Shane and Brad, to both of you. What do you think about this article? This is supposed to strike with Star Trek scene, by the way. That question's from Kirby. This is an article about...
Yeah, this was on Dig yesterday, but from a different source.
Okay, I'm just skimming it. Okay, so it mentioned Star Trek. I've lost all interest.
It's about the possibility of warp drive, and that it is possible, eventually. But the catch is that you need enough energy to distort the space-time continuum to make it so that it contracts behind you and expands in front of you. That way, then, the pocket of space that you're in moves, and then the pocket of space moves quickly towards your destination. What do you think?
I think it's boring and I don't want to waste my time.
You didn't even read it, did you?
I skimmed it.
I don't know. The point is that it's all got a background in theoretical physics. It's just a question of whether or not it can be done with the amount of energy that we have.
Oh God, I want to kill myself.
That's just like what Einstein said, how that breaking the light barrier physically isn't possible because you need an infinite amount of energy.
Einstein said, oh my God, I want to kill myself.
No. And then somebody else comes along and says, you can distort the space-time continuum by doing it.
Can we not please have a 30-minute discussion on this? Because I'm not interested in it. Some people listening might be, but I'm betting the majority are currently wishing they were dead.
See, this is back to that whole thing about all science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. But
no, it's not.
Anyways, that's a good article, Kirby. I read it already, and it's definitely.
He's read it already, Shane. If you read it already,
yeah. Anyways, a slight note about questions: you can send us your audio questions, which we want. We had 5 of them 2 weeks ago, and we haven't had any since. So please send us your audio questions. They can go to questions@rsbnb.com. They should be in the format of a WAV or MP3 and under 30 seconds in length. That's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, everybody.
On to some tech news.
Oh, note about audio questions. Oh, you just said that, sorry.
Yeah.
Dim of me. Anyway, tech news. Windows 7 release candidate.
Yeah, you should try it.
No, because that would involve me backing up, and I don't mind backing up.
Basically, this is out for anybody to download, but of course I would not recommend installing it unless you've installed an operating system in the past, because of course I can't help you.
Oh, no.
It expires on June 1st, 2010, but the computer will begin shutting off every 2 hours on March 1st.
Okay.
And there was a little leaked memo saying that Acer will be shipping PCs with Windows 7 by the end of October.
Okay.
So, it's definitely going to happen this year, but originally it was planned for the first half of 2010. But as we can see, we're already at release candidate stage and we're in the middle of the May. That would put release to manufacturing at about August and then widespread distribution end of September or the October. So, but there are good things and bad things about Windows 7. For instance, one of the things that has always been on the forefront of Windows 7, even with the early on betas, was that they use a lot less memory than Windows Vista did. So you can run it on the same hardware as Windows Vista, and it'll make your computer feel like it's a brand new computer just because it runs so much faster. Another good thing is that it can run on relatively low requirements, such as 1 gigabyte of memory and a not-so-recent processor. So that's good for people like Brad.
Shut up.
No,
I'd replace my computer, but I'm too tight.
No, your computer's still fine with Windows 7. It'll make it feel like new.
No, I'm good with my computer. I don't want Windows 7 on it. I don't even have Vista. Vista is for losers. Anybody who has Vista is a loser.
No, it's not. Vista's okay.
Vista's for losers.
No. Another thing I like about Windows 7 is the way that they've tweaked the UI. UI is the biggest change if you're coming from XP to something else. To Windows 7. But if you're familiar with Vista, it'll feel a lot like Vista. And finally, another good thing we should note is that the driver model is the same as Vista, so in that way we won't be having the same compatibility issues as we had with Windows Vista when that first came out. So all around it's a good product. The only bad things are there's a few tiny little quirks that are hard to get used to, but it's nothing major in my view. It's actually a good competitor, I feel, for macOS Leopard, but I know Brad's been wanting me to say that, but I think he's falling asleep now. I might be doing an article on Windows 7, like the perspective of not using Windows as a primary OS for 2 years now, and try and use it for a month and write an article on that. I'm not entirely sure, though. What do you think? Do you think I should do that?
Do it. If anything stops you using Mac is a good thing.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but who knows?
Who knows?
Next thing, Firefox at 270 million users.
270 million.
The way they know this is because each day Firefox checks for updates. So in the way they've managed to, they've averaged about 90 million of these today. So 90 million per day, and then over 3 days, that's roughly 270 million people.
Congratulations, Shane. You can multiply by 3.
No, I was just actually reading the sheet.
Oh, congratulations, whoever wrote this. You can multiply by 3.
But there's a nice graphic on here showing the trends from April 1996 to April 2009 of what browser has the most market share.
I bet IE has gone down.
Yeah, take a look at it.
Firefox has drastically gone up, and Opera has done nothing because we all hate it.
Well,
does
Opera
Mike still use
Safari.
Opera?
Yes.
Does Mike still use it? Oh, damn it. Silly Canadians. And they're... Yeah.
Yeah, so as you can see, IE has kind of generally a flatline sort of almost.
Well, is there a picture of a weird guy?
I don't know.
He's obviously the blogger.
Yeah, but look at that little hump at the bottom from Netscape.
Yeah, Netscape's dead.
That became
IE still has a massive... I look at IE has 3 times as many as Firefox.
Yeah, but the sad part is that people are still using Internet Explorer 6, which is very bad. If you go to our site in Internet Explorer 6, you'll get a nice message telling you to get a new browser.
Yay, browser.
So, congratulations. And if you don't use Firefox, give it a try. You know, that's something that I experience all the time, is people using old, ancient browsers, but then they say they can't upgrade because their parents think Firefox is a virus. But in reality, they're susceptible themselves to more harm by not using it. So
in reality, the parents are dumbasses, though. Yeah, said it. We were all thinking it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we don't like your parents.
I don't like your parents. I mean,
in general, you know. But
oh yeah, anyways. Well, your parents, no, I definitely don't like, because you know, you've got a crazy liberal father and a conservative mother.
GetFirefox.com.
ShanesMeanSister.com.
No. Okay, I need you to read this next headline.
Okay. I can't do it again. It comes and goes.
Do it. Just try.
Pirate Party, third largest political party in Sweden. Support for the Swedish Pirate Party surged following the Pirate Bay verdict, and today... I can't do it. But yeah, I'll read it normally.
Yeah, read it normally.
Support for the Swedish Pirate Party surged following the Pirate Bay verdict, and today it became the third largest political party in the country. When they're elected for the European Parliament next month, the party hopes to end the abuse of copyright by multi-billion dollar corporations. The explosive growth rate displayed after the Pirate Bay verdict has skyrocketed the Pirate Party's member count, and today they've surpassed that of the Centre Party. Of all the established parties, in the only the Social Democratic and the Moderate Party have more members. Yeah, it's the European elections next month.
Woo. How does that work?
Basically, we all vote for members. It's basically like the Westminster system, but for the whole of Europe. We elect people to sit in the European House of Commons, European Parliament.
Okay. The Pirate Party tripled its ranks, and it's up to... tripled in 3 weeks, up to 44,000 members. And they say it's on track to become the second largest party in the country.
Wow. That just shows public opinion on these sort of things.
See,
doesn't it?
That's something I also wanted to highlight here, is that it's such a big issue, and this is the way of dealing with it, and not creating some lobby group or something. That's not going to do anything. If you want to make changes, you need to create a political party and get politically involved about it, you know?
Exploit democracy.
Exactly. Like, this is just... I put this in because it's such a major issue, and I wanted to point out that lobby groups aren't the way of doing things, and pressure groups. But
everybody knows lobby groups don't achieve jack.
But anyway, so Pirate Party. Hey, maybe that might be an idea for Canada, the Pirate Party. But of course, we'd never get any seats because of our stupid first-past-the-post system here.
Yes. Well, we also have the same. Would you prefer proportional representation?
Yes, mixed proportional, where you vote for the party and then the MP.
The Liberals here, the Liberal Democrats, always keep whining on about proportional representation, but everybody else just says that's because... Well, actually, there was a graph I saw, you know, number of votes in comparison to, you know, percentage number of seats, and they're sort of... They get a lot more votes than comparatively they get seats compared to the other parties, but... Proportional representation is a crap idea.
Well,
I just say that to piss off the Liberal Party. I hope there are people from the Liberal Democrats listening.
No, you'd say the same if you lived in an area that was underrepresented, you know?
Oh, well, but you know.
Anyways, on to some other things. Our event rotation is continuing, so check out the forums for that, forums.rsbnb.com.
Check out the forums.
We got the weekend events and then pest control next week, and there's one tonight, but there's no point in saying that unless you have foresight and can hear what I'm saying right now.
Because, no, there's no point in you saying that, Shane, but there's no point in doing most of the things you do, so...
Our Informer monthly review is up from last week, which wasn't because the show was published on a... Last show was done on April 30th, so... you can check that out there and see that we had our first skill of the month tie. We both with 13 million XP gain. They didn't listen to you, Brad.
Yeah, they didn't. Damn them. Who did Fred say won? Who signed up first?
Well, it he said there was a tie.
Oh, it didn't say... I thought you said it would say that one was the victim.
No, it managed the tie perfectly.
Oh, well, good boy, Fred. Good boy.
Yeah. But this month's woodcutting skill of the month is still going on, and there's actually still about... there's still five people competing.
Wow.
Which is amazing. So, it's even changed since yesterday when I looked, so it'll probably change by the time that you hear this. So rsbnb.com/SKOTM. Thom has 2 million XP gained. JSB Rules has 1.7 million XP gained. And Italy for Life has 1.6 million XP gained. Those are the top three. So anyone's a competition still, so there's no reason to quit. And 10 million XP has been gained so far. So, yes, anyways. Oh, yeah, we updated our forum rules, so if you're interested in checking that out, just click the global announcement that says forum rules, and you can see our forum rules, what we got. We pruned them
everybody
off.
Everybody likes forum rules. Oh, yeah, we did that several weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah, but then we just waited for any other thoughts and stuff, and... Yeah, they turned out quite nice, you know. When we were discussing it, I wanted to get them into a format where you can just get a nice little page, you know, and print it out and then frame it and hang it above your computer.
But yeah, we worked on those rules really hard, so you better appreciate them.
I was the only one that liked that idea, though, sadly.
I stayed up till 2 a.m.
Yeah, and Jeff came on after school forgoing his nap.
Jeff has a nap. I still find that funny.
So... Check out
it
the
amuses
rules.
Me.
Nice and easy to read now.
Nice and easy to read.
So, Mr. Woodward, what have you been up to?
Well, I actually have some stuff to talk about this week. First,
oh, good.
I actually made an ass of myself because today, when I went for my fitness test, it was in Cheltenham, which is where my father's shop is. So I decided not to drive because I like to save petrol whenever I can because I drive quite a long way regularly. I went in with Dad in the morning, and then I had my fitness test quite early, and then I got, the thing was, I came out of my fitness test, and I noticed it was about 20 to 2, and the bus stop was very close from the gym, so I thought, well, I'll go and get on the bus now, and go home, and I'll call Dad and tell him. I got on the bus and everything, and I was sat on the bus, and I was about halfway home, and I realized, hey, I don't have any keys with me. So I'm not going to be able to get in when I get home. So actually, I got the bus all the way home, then crossed the road, went to the other side, and got the bus all the way back. And then I'd go and get a key from Dad and go back home again. So that was clever me. I'm just so used to having like keys, like car keys on me and house keys attached to the car key that I didn't think twice. And consequently,
you don't know how to break into your house?
Why would I want to break into my house?
I know ways to get into our house.
Yeah, but Dad doesn't have a spare key or anything, and there's no dodgy windows.
No, I mean, like, just break.
The only way I will be able to get in would be to smash one of the doors or windows in. Anyway, there was that. While I was in Cheltenham, it was funny, I was, like, stopped by these sort of, you know, these charity people who try and make you sign money. And this girl, oh my God, first off, she's talking really loudly. And she was like, I talked to her because I actually had some time to burn. So I thought, you know, I'll humor her. I'll talk to her. And she was quite nice looking as well. Though there's a shallow side to me. So I was talking to her and hearing what she had to say. But oh, Jesus Christ. She was so loud and she was like very eccentric and she kept trying to make jokes and they weren't funny. And in the end, it was like, yeah, I just want to leave. Want to leave. When
what
is
was
it
the
okay?
Charity?
Something about children in Brazil. It was funny actually because she was talking to me about something about, you know, we don't just like throw food at them. And I was like, no, it's sustainable development, helping them help themselves. And she like looked at me like open mouthed. I think a lot of people think I'm stupid when they first meet me. It's quite a surprise to them that I'm not. But yeah, apart from that, not much happened. As I said, I passed my fitness test, which was fairly easy.
That's
even
surprising.
Even though I'm massively in shape. That's what you thought I was going to fail.
Yeah.
I said to Shane when I got on Skype, he asked me about it, and I said, oh, I passed. And he went, oh, that's a shame. He actually said that. He wants me to fail.
There was something else last week you were going to say on the show, but I forgot.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Oh, well. I'm sure it'll come up eventually. What else now? Oh, did you know that last week I forgot to say what I've been up to?
No, I didn't. Nobody missed it. Anyway, what have you been up to?
I've been making some... working a bit in Photoshop. I've done a bit of runecrafting. I was hoping to get 75, but I don't think that's going to be possible. It's so boring. I'm sorry, but I just find it boring. Did you ever find runecrafting really, really boring?
Yes, and slow.
Yeah, so I would like 75, but it just seems so far away. So we'll see about that. It'd be nice, but we'll see. Also, I've been considering other plans for RuneScape summer projects to do and stuff like that. In case you're wondering, because I know this is going to come up in the discussion afterwards, Agility is on hold right now. So, it's on hold. You don't have anything
it's
to say
on
about that?
Hold. Well, I've known for a long time that you were all quitters, and I'm all very ashamed of you, and I think you should all go jump off cliffs.
Oh,
we're gonna
get it one day, you know? It's just not
oh,
today,
come on.
You know?
I believe when Chief Snake was on, you said something of that in nature, and I mocked you for it. You can say, oh, I can say, I'm going to get 99 skills one day. It's the same logic
what?
As the whole, there will be a world government one day. You can always go, well, I'm going to get it someday. No, you're not, you liar.
Oh...
When you get 99 agility, I will eat my hat.
Okay. I'd
you
like
know,
to see a video of that.
I don't really have a hat to eat.
Oh. Oh.
No,
and tomorrow I will be going to the Star Trek movie.
Okay, that's a waste of time.
No, it's not. They're actually doing advanced screenings tonight at 7 p.m., but I'm not going to go to that. It's too busy.
Do you get popcorn when you go in there?
Yeah. But
you don't like popcorn because you generally dislike a lot of nice foods.
No, I like popcorn. The only thing I don't like is the fact that the medium popcorn is so huge. So just have to
I always get a big thing of it. I always get a big thing of it. The biggest container they give.
Really?
Because Marie always nicks my popcorn, bitch.
Do you get anything on it like margarine, butter?
Oh, no, that's disgusting. You just have it salted.
Okay. Yeah, last one that I got, I barely even finished half of it, so...
What a waste.
No, it was a small one. I didn't buy a big one like you.
I don't know about movies there, but movies here, you have an absolute ton of previews and advertisements before
yes,
you go in.
I always find
that I like finish the popcorn before the movie's even started. Even a big
Not me.
Thing.
Last one I went to, there was a half hour of... There was 15 minutes of commercials that you'd see on the TV, right? Then another 15 minutes of actual previews for movies before the thing started.
Right.
So, yeah, we're subjected to lots of advertising, but... And then they wonder why people steal it, but... Yeah, who knows, but... Anyways, anything else?
No, nothing else.
Okay, in that case, RSBNB update... 203 is done. We'll see you guys all next week.
Done. Goodbye.